Title: Federal Circuit Addresses District Court Oversight of Expert Testimony on Infringement. Content: In Steuben Foods Incorporated v. Shibuya Hotman Corporation, the Federal Circuit addressed the boundaries a district court may impose on experts by deeming their testimony wrong as a matter of law. Background: Steuben Foods Incorporated, Steuben, owns U.S. patent numbers 6,209,591, the 591 patent, 6,536,188, the 188 patent, and 6,702,985, the 985 patent, collectively, the asserted patents. All of the asserted patents related to systems for the aseptic packaging of food products. Starting in 2010, Steuben filed suit against Shibuya Hotman Corporation, Shibuya Kogyo Company Limited, and HP Hood LLC, collectively, Shibuya, for allegedly infringing the asserted patents. In 2019, the actions were consolidated and transferred to the District of Delaware. The District Court issued its claim construction order in 2020 and denied cross motions for summary judgment of non-infringement, infringement, and invalidity in 2021. Prior to trial, the District Court denied Shibuya's motion for JMOL of non-infringement under FRCP 50A as to each of the asserted patents. Then, after a five-day jury trial, the jury returned a verdict in favor of Steuben, finding that Shibuya infringed the asserted patents and that the asserted patents were not invalid. The jury awarded Steuben over $38 million in damages. Following trial, Shibuya renewed its motions for JMOL of non-infringement under FRCP 50B and moved for JMOL with respect to invalidity and damages. Shibuya also moved for a new trial on non-infringement, invalidity, and damages. With respect to Steuben's infringement case, the district court determined that Steuben's expert, Dr. Sharon, was wrong as a matter of law for each of the asserted patents. For the 591 patent, the district court found that Dr. Sharon's testimony was inconsistent with the specification of the 591 patent. For the 188 patent, the district court found Dr. Sharon's testimony could not have convinced a reasonable juror that accused devices were substantially similar to the claimed invention. For the 985 patent, the district court found Dr. Sharon's testimony to be contrary to one of the parties' stipulated constructions. Ultimately, and notwithstanding the jury's verdict to the contrary, the district court granted Shibuya's motion for JMOL of non-infringement for all asserted patents. The district court also preemptively granted a new trial under FRCP 50(c)(1) in the event that its JMOLs with respect to non-infringement, invalidity, or damages were reversed or vacated. The district court entered an FRCP 54(b) judgment in favor of Shibuya, and Steuben appealed. Issues: did the district court err in discrediting Steuben's expert testimony and in consequentially granting Shibuya's motion for JMOL of non-infringement of the 591 and 118 patents? Did the district court err in discrediting Steuben's expert testimony and in consequentially granting Shibuya's motion for JMOL of non-infringement of the 118 patent? Reasoning and outcome: 1. The Federal Circuit held that the District Court erred in discrediting Steuben's expert testimony and in consequentially granting Shibuya's motion for JMOL of non-infringement of the 591 and 118 patents. The specification of the 591 patent described a valve wherein a secondary sterile region, purple in Figure 1 below, is supplied with a sterilizing media, item 424 in Figure 1 below, such that a portion of the valve stem, red in Figure 1 below, is sterilized when the valve stem leaves the primary sterile region, blue in Figure 1 below Figure 1. An illustration of the invention described in Steuben's 591 patent. The relevant limitation of the claim at issue read a second sterile region positioned proximate said first sterile region. Notably, the supplied sterilizing media was described in the specification of the 591 patent, but was not recited in the claim at issue. Steuben's theory of infringement was that Shibuya's accused product, illustrated in Figure 2 below, contained a first sterile region in the form of a sterile fill pipe, tan in Figure 2 below, which was proximately positioned from a surrounding second sterile region, blue in figure 2 below figure 2. An illustration of the invention described in Shibuya's accused product. The district court structured its analysis with respect to infringement of the 591 patent based on the RDOE. The Federal Circuit recited the relevant case law on RDOE, and Al.